Here we are, one day before Christmas, 4 days past Hanukkah, and 3 days into winter, with about a week to go before the start of the new year. It's a time of transitions, passages, and renewal. This year, three events had profound significance for me. I lost an old friend to cancer who died in a hospital gown as her unshaven husband, my friend of 50 years, held her hand and whispered, "I don't know how to be me without you." A month before her death, my son Casey married Becky Morrow on Colorado's Grand Mesa, standing against a rising backdrop of spruce and yellowing aspen in front of a pristine lake. They exchanged vows under a chuppah of sturdy aspen trunks, sides filigreed with aspen boughs, leaves green and yellow dancing in the breeze. Surrounded by friends, family, memories of his mother, rain, hail, a burst of sunshine, tears, love, and still more rain, they were pronounced husband and wife. Just before an adult bald eagle passed above the lake, head and tail white as snow, and dark brown wings as level as a plowed field, conferring a primal blessing. The following morning, the newlyweds and the remainder of the wedding party watched a pine marten raid a garbage truck for a breakfast of deer mice. It was only the second uncaged marten I've ever seen. And early this year, I fell deeply in love once again. Few years in my life have resonated as strongly as 2017. One that did was 1961, with the spellbinding home run race between teammates Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. Several months later, my personal struggle with a suburban bar mitzvah followed. Or 1980, when I married Linny, mother of Casey and his younger brother Jordan. Or 1987, the year Casey was born and my first book was published. Another big year was 1995, when Jordan was born. One of desolation was the year 2000, when Linny died of breast cancer. Politically, 2017 has been a stormy year, as past environmental achievements have been cast adrift and left rudderless. But despite all, my own path towards happiness grew shorter and brighter. And today, during this darkest time of the year, festive lights remind me to look forward and to do so with hope. It's enough to gild the rim of any cloud.